Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we are live once again. Cutting it really close here. Holy moly. But we made it. We are here. We are live. Please stick around and check this out. Got a great show on tap.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention, hey, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
If you're in the live feed, please share. Thank you.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
Yes, indeed, folks. That's DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on Mission Story Transition is out now. New song is out. You've seen it. We played it. We had Dave on the show. It is Into the White. It's out now. DaveBrayUSA.com. Don't forget LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Very important stuff. My second half guest, he's got some medical issues, and I'm hoping we can get him on here today. He's battling some serious health issues, and we want to help him throw up some funds. He came to our Second Amendment rally that we had here in Hernando County, Florida, back in June. He was representing a candidate up in Georgia who heard about our rally and drove all the way from Georgia to Florida to be at our rally. And she came down with Greg, who is a great patriot, and we're going to help him try to raise some money for his cause. If not, I will go to his page and find the cause and bring it to you live. And, of course, Senator Amanda Chase from Virginia, unbelievable stuff that she's doing. And we're going to talk about she's running for governor of Virginia. She went on the Virginia State House floor armed back in the day, a few years ago, and really caused a ripple there. And they got the anti-American Governor Northam up there. He's really... They're out of hand up there in Virginia, and she's really sticking her neck out. She's a Trump supporter. She refuses to wear a mask, so they built her a plexiglass little partition. So there she is, surrounded by plexiglass because she refuses to wear the mask, which is cool. I applaud her for that. And she's doing great things. She is the leading Republican candidate for governor. And she's had some controversy in her career as the time has gone by. But you can see here, look at this. GOP Senator Amanda Chase sits in a plexiglass box because she won't wear a mask. God bless her. God bless her. She shouldn't wear a mask if she feels it's unsafe. And she's going to be joining us here any minute. So you want to stick around, share the show. Please tell all your friends to come on live. We got a great heck of a show lined up. It's going to be fun. And I hope Greg is okay, and I hope he can join us too. But it's very important to get Greg on the show and help him out. It's a very important cause. And we will be having, we were going to have Peggy Baker, Operation First Response, who's going to join us. But she's had some issues with a water main break. So she's going to come on in the future here, and we're going to talk to her. Let's see, I'm going to get this to come up. Have it. All right. So while we wait for Amanda, let's play a song by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, if I can find it here. And we'll get rocking right on with this show. So you're going to be very important because Amanda has a lot to say, and I'm really hoping that Greg joins us because Greg has a lot to say. He's a very passionate patriot, and that's why we want to get people like him on the show as much as possible. We want people like Amanda to run for office. We were going to have a lady, Pam. She was going to join us. She had to back out due to her advisor's advice. The publicity now is not right. She has to get the city council seat first. So Pam will not be joining us either. And she left us hanging in the last minutes of, you know, right before the show, though. Here's Dave Bray, Freedom Rings, and we go live here with Amanda Chase in just a few minutes.
For every soul from every war, cross peace, run our shore, every fold, pull our flag, the coffins to lead. Every daughter, every son, the price is paid for everyone. So remember, cherish his name, your freedom. Thank you. show. Forever dog. Every song. Every space. For everyone. So remember him. Cherish his name. Your freedom rang.
All right, folks. Now, I just would like to say this. Hello, Mary Kate. Hello, Kathy. Kathy, I left the ladder at your house. I have to come get the ladder. A lot of things have been going on here. You see the gas prices are rising rapidly. I've been taking a picture every time the gas price rises. I started on January 21st, and every time the gas goes up, I take a picture. And after the Biden's first 100 days, I will post in an order from January 21st to the day. They won't all have a date, but you know the first one, the lowest one will be January 21st, and the highest one most likely will be on the 100th day of the Biden administration. And I think it's fantastic that I am now, because I voted for President Trump, not once but twice, I am now a homegrown violent extremist, apparently, because I voted for a guy who loves America. It is now a crime to vote against the Democrat narrative, the Democrat ideology. Pretty soon they're going to be beheading us on street corners. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows how extreme they can get? Apparently, they can get very extreme. And, of course, you see this debacle in New York with Governor Cuomo. I believe nothing is going to happen to him. He's a Democrat. He's a shill. He's a criminal, law-breaking, constitutional oath breaker, all of the above. So therefore, he is perfect and exactly what the Democrats like. So he ain't getting in trouble. They will not get in trouble. Because if that was the case, you would see so many people in trouble, like quid pro Joe, creepy kid toucher Biden. There's many videos of Joe Biden, this filthy myths all over people that are underage. In the presence of their parents, it's almost like, hey, just so that we can sit here with Joe, we'll let you rope our little kid. Sniffing hair. What is that? What is sniffing? People say, it's crazy. So we are now homegrown violent extremists. So with that, I want to bring in I hear a telephone ringing. Hello? Gotta put that one on quiet. That was weird. Anyway, I'm gonna bring in our guest, fellow homegrown violent extremist, patriot, Amanda Chase. I keep hearing the phone ring again. Welcome to the show, Amanda. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, my pleasure. It's great to be on with you tonight, Mark. It's been a long day. I've been at the Science Museum of Virginia. We've had a busy day as we're finishing off our final week here in the Virginia Senate, and so looking forward to being done with session. Whenever the General Assembly goes home, we can all rest a little easier.
Right. So now we're in, like, you know, day 300 of something of 15 days to flatten the curve. I see that they have you in a plastic bubble there on the floor when you're trying to work. I find this to be highly discriminatory. It's like blatant discrimination right on display because someone won't wear a mask. Where do you actually stand on this, with them putting you in a plastic bubble like that?
Well, listen, I have always said from the beginning, we should educate, not mandate. It should never be a class one misdemeanor. And listen, you know, I'm sick and tired. Jimmy Kimmel was, you know, harassing me, trying to shame me for not wearing a mask. And I pushed back and I said, you know what? It's our right. When in America, you know, that's very symbolic, me being in that box, because it reminds me of how Americans feel right now. Even during a crisis like COVID, look at what the overreaching governments have done. They've told us to stay at home, don't come out of your house, be afraid, be fearful. What you see of me in there, I have no mask on. You know, that's the only freedom in that room. And, you know, when I'm Virginia's next governor, everybody's going to be free. I'm going to make everybody's face great again, Mark.
And we have to, you know. We have to have more folks like you in office. The first time I spoke with you, I think, was after you went on to the House floor armed, and the folks there didn't like it. So since then, how's things been? Like, do you get a lot of flack from your counterparts there on the floor in the House, or are they do you have support? You know, is it half and half? Is it, you know, are they leaning more in support of your efforts to stand by the Constitution or resisting?
Well, let me just be completely honest with you. You know, one of my, you know that I left the Republican Senate caucus because I refused to sit under failed leadership. Failed leadership, we're talking about a Republican majority leader who was getting ready to introduce a bill against the Second Amendment. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. I said, I will not sit under that leadership. Not going to happen. And so when I got reelected in 2019, I said, either pick a different leader or I'm out. This leader failed to challenge, left open seats, Democrats without any challenge at all. And, you know, a lot of them aren't real happy with me because I choose to take some stands and not compromise on the Constitution. It's kind of important to me. And when Republicans start compromising on the Constitution, that's whenever I started holding them accountable and calling them out. You know, the Democrats, we know what they're about. I mean, let's be honest. The Democratic Party, we all know, has been hijacked by a bunch of commies and Marxists. And we need Republicans. We need firebrand Republicans that stand up to the left. And you know, this whole idea of we're just going to cowtail to the left, those days are over. You know, they're like, oh, let's compromise on the Constitution. Let's compromise on these issues that are important to us. You can't compromise with domestic terrorists. And, the first 4 years that I was a state senator, I got things done. Passed 3/4 of the legislation that I wanted to get done for the people, everything from coal ash legislation, regulatory reform, health care transparency bill, you name it. But this, when the Democrats took control of the House, the Senate, and they already had the governor's office, we had the tyrannical trifecta, and that completely changed the political culture here in Virginia. And we had to shift gears. And you know, I think you have to be, you have to go toe-to-toe and challenge the Democrats who are systematically trying to take away our rights and our freedom. And it amazes me how many Republicans sometimes will go along with them. It's been so frustrating. So to answer your question, I just do the right thing. I look at the Constitution. I know what our rights are, and I'm going to speak out for the people. I feel like I'm the voice of the people. You know, I'm not a politician. You know that, Mark. I'm not politically correct. I speak the truth. And how can you believe we're in a day and a time where the truth is considered controversial? And I was, a CNN reporter was interviewing me this week, and they said, you know, you're a controversial state senator. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I speak the truth. I said, what's happened is the young folks have been so indoctrinated with this liberal left agenda that the truth sounds controversial. Well, it's the truth. You know, I asked the reporter from CNN, I said, did you read the Constitution when you were in public school? Cricket. So, you know, that's what we're up against. And y'all should see that. That's going to be a really good time. I tell you, it's going to be Sunday morning CNN. I'm not afraid of these fake media reporters. I like going toe-to-toe with them. We have to. We can't let them walk all over us. We have to push back. We got to Rand Paul Day.
We need to start electing politicians that haven't been out to Epstein Island on Lolita Express. And then maybe we can get something done. Get these guys that they have something on, like Judge John Roberts. I think they have something on that guy. He was out on the island. They got a video of him, and he bought and paid for it. I believe it. I think there's many of them that have that. They've been out there in some compromising positions. They have videos and photos, and they blackmail them, and they hold them accountable to the crimes they committed and not to the people they are sworn to serve. That's just my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, we see that in the Virginia Senate. You saw where they censured me this year. And right after the last senator had spoken every last word, you know, was criticized for attending the Trump Stop the Steal rally on January the 6th. They said that I was an insurrectionist. They said, you know, and by the way, I stand by my statement that I do believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen. It's my First Amendment right to be able to say that. I support the First Amendment, which says that we can peacefully assemble, we can peacefully present our grievances before our government. I do emphasize peacefully. Right. You know, I condemn the violence. But that's
they
not
have,
right.
They
it's how different to
they
come
out
of me.
They have now on the House floor some legislation that there to strip us of our First Amendment in a horrifying way. I forget the bill number, but I was reading about it earlier. And it's pretty scary stuff what they're proposing. And anybody who does not follow their ideology or vote in part for their party, they have basically called us, we're not an opposing party any longer. They basically have called us the enemy. We are criminals. We are homegrown violent extremists now. We're not their counterparts. We're not their opposition. We're not the opposing party no longer. We are the enemy. They've made that clear by their rhetoric and the things that they're saying. And it's really scary to hear federally elected officials who swear an oath to the Constitution say some of the things that they're saying. It is frightening to me. It is frightening to anybody who has young children. And if it's not, it should be. They should be shaking in their shoes and getting ready to fight. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what, Mark? I say this. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a sound mind. And I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid of the left. I refuse to be afraid. In fact, that's why I stand up. And whenever, you know, whether it's a CNN reporter, I mean, I never forget what she said. She goes, she started questioning me about attending that rally, and you stand by your statements. Yes, I do. In fact, I double down. I stand by them. You should have seen her fake. We have to be brave. We have to be courageous. Don't be walking around in fear. You know, you speak the truth to power. You speak the truth to these liberals. We need to educate them. And, you know, I see so many good people, conservative, silent majority people, who, I guess I have to wear a mask here because it's going to be an inconvenience. I don't wear a mask when I go in Walmart. Go ahead and harass me. I'll harass you right back. You know, we have to kowtowing to the left and standing up for our constitutional rights. And it's everybody's responsibility, not just mine as a legislator. Starts on the front line. Are you just going to kowtow and give in when the left says, well, now you're going to have a forced vaccine? No, you know, and they also want to label us. So let's not forget about that. You know, they wanted to call me an insurrectionist. Said, no, actually, you're the insurrectionist. And the first insurrection began this summer when these domestic terrorist groups, which have been sponsored by the Democratic Party, militant BLM, Antifa,
Did you see that? I was like, you know what? Let me just go to this page. I went to www.antifa.com, and it redirected to Joe Biden's White House government page. Crazy.
Well, you know, and it's no surprise to us that they are that blatant, that bold. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. And
nope.
So, you know, I'm just going to tell your listener, resist being fearful. Be courageous. Think of, you know, we've got to be the patriots of our generation that stand up to this. And what do they say? Freedom is no more than a generation away of losing that. And, you know, we're fighters. We are patriots. And, you know, they were trying to criticize me for calling patriots at the Capitol. Yes, I said patriots. There were people there who were law enforcement. There were people there who had served multiple tours of duty in Afghanistan. They are patriots. They're not some thugs off the street. You know, they want to pick the words and the language we're allowed to do, and we've got to resist that. You know, the left wants to say, oh, you can't say that. No, this is America. It's our First Amendment right, and you're not going to tell me what I can and cannot say. Censor me all day long. I don't care. I'm going to continue to speak down, no matter what the consequence.
So I keep this trusty pocket constitution with me at all times. I always have one handy. And a couple weeks ago, I did a show, and I asked a simple question after I read a chunk of the Declaration of Independence there, where it states what people are supposed to do when they feel like the government no longer represents them.
Mm-hmm.
Were these folks insurrectionists, or were they Americans following their constitutional duty to cast off a government they no longer feel represented them? You know, and before they broke down the doors and actually, well, let's just say, before they supposedly, allegedly broke down the doors, because I've seen numerous videos of the police opening up doors, and behind the doors were all kinds of photographers and cameramen ready for the people to come through the doors in large numbers. So we won't want to say that, you know, we'll say allegedly broke down the doors. When I was watching, they showed the people inside the chambers ducking and scared, and you can hear the people outside, stop the steal, stop the steal, USA, USA. And it was that very moment where I felt like this is a Tea Party moment. This right here is liberty. I'm watching this video of the government afraid of the people who are outside knocking on the door. We had liberty for about 10 minutes, and then they open up the doors and let these guys in, blah, blah, blah. The dude with the horns and the fur, he ain't getting in trouble. I don't believe he was actually arrested. I think they just said he was. I think it's all bullcrap. I think that guy's free and making money off of this right now.
Well, make no mistake. I mean, if you watch the videos, like we all have, there were multiple organizations involved that were assimilating with regular, ordinary people who were there to peacefully assemble. There were people who I believe to be Antifa and BLM. I've had constituents who were actually arrested, and they said that they were BLM folks who were with them. And these are constituents saying, you're not going to believe this. I was just, you know, it was just crazy. You know, it looks like there was a militant group that went in there and busted down the doors. And then the people, they didn't see what happened. They just walked through the doors, and now all of a sudden they're guilty of trespassing. So, you know, and I was very careful when I talked to reporters who were trying to put words in my mouth. I said, no, I said, there's not been an investigation yet. I'm not making a comment on that. I will only comment on what I saw with my own two eyes, because we've gotten to that point where we cannot believe anything that the mainstream media puts out there to be true. I mean, because they're using it as propaganda to coerce people into believing their narrative. And you know, we have to really question everything that the mainstream media feeds us. Is it true? Is it not? Is this something that they conjured up? We have to be, we've all become very skeptical, and thanks to President Trump for exposing the fake media for what it is, and thank God for his tweets where he bypassed the media and communicated directly with we the people. I'm so thankful for his tweets. And, you know, people would get annoyed, but I said, you know, it's actually brilliant what he's doing. He's bypassing the media and talking directly to the people, so they hear his voice, they understand what's going on. I thought it was pretty smart what he did.
It was great. And what was really good about him is it was like one of us made it to the White House. It wasn't a career politician. What folks don't seem to understand is he didn't need that job at all. He really didn't. Now think about it. Here's a guy with $10 billion in the bank and the world at his fingertips to go anywhere, do anything. Money is freedom, and he was free as it can be. He didn't need this. And look what he did. And not only that, he donated his salary. And you never hear anybody say anything about that. Another thing that irritates me, for 4 years, one of the most beautiful, classy first ladies ever to grace the halls of the White House didn't as much as make a blip anywhere in the media. She didn't make it to the cover of the magazine. She didn't go on The View. She didn't get any interviews anywhere. Nobody asked her on. Most elegant, classy first lady in maybe the history.
Mm-hmm.
But Jill Biden was already all over the place. Michelle Obama was everywhere. It just goes to show you the slant, you know?
Yeah,
Michelle Obama
absolutely
was not an attractive lady, you know? Sorry to say. Don't bash me for that, but she wasn't an attractive lady. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me, anyway. You know?
Well, you know, Mark, you asked me originally, you know, what I've been up to. You know, I announced over a year ago that I was seeking the Republican nomination for governor. It's been over a year. And I have been, 17 to 18 events a week, meeting with people all across Virginia. We've covered almost the entire state of Virginia. It's taken me over a year. And we're leading in the polls, Mark. They've done 3 polls at this point, and I'm leading by double digits. I'm the first woman to ever seek the Republican nomination for governor here in Virginia. At this point, I've raised more money than any other candidate, if you look at our last campaign finance report. And guess what? That's no PAC money, political action money, and also no money from lobbyists. It's pure money. And then finally, we have the largest social media footprint. We had over 144,000 followers on Facebook before my Senator Amanda Chase page was disabled. And yet we still have, and I don't know, my Chase for Governor Facebook page has over 30,000 followers. We're crushing it on Twitter. We're on every social media platform that we can get on. We're trying to reach people where they are. And, we are so appreciative of patriots who want to get other patriots elected. People can follow me at chaseforva.com. It's all spelled out, chaseforva.com. They can donate because we certainly need the money right now. I'm a grassroots candidate. Most of our donations were $100 or less, and yet we beat even the former Speaker of the House here in Virginia and raising money. And listen, he had all the big PAC money and lobbyists and all that given to his campaign. So I just want to encourage people that, you know, you can make a difference. No dollar amount is too small, but you've got to invest in people. You can't just give up and say, oh, you know, we're going to lose. No, we have to be even more determined to win again. Listen, I acknowledge, I believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and I worked very hard to expose that. The CNN wanted to say, well, prove it. No, I said, nope, that's not my job. My job is to call for investigations, to call for audits. And right now there's a faux audit that's going on in Virginia. You know, we've got to get ahead of this. We've got to restore the confidence of people in their elections. We have a one-party rule in Virginia right now. It's just it's oppressive and hard, and we have to work together to win again.
Now, how come nobody's talking about the case in, I think it was, maybe it was Michigan or Minnesota, where 6,000 votes were switched by the Dominion voting machine, proved that the machines were capable of flipping votes. And you don't hear that. It's so crazy.
And they were designed to do that. I mean, that's
right.
I mean, they were apparently used in third world countries to control the outcome, and they're using it on us.
Yeah, like Venezuela used the same system. It's the system that kept Hugo Chavez and now Maduro in office. Folks don't know that.
That's exactly right. You know, we were talking about President Trump earlier. I've been called many things, and one of them that I wear as a badge of honor is Trump in heels.
Amen.
I think one of the things that I appreciate most about the president is he wasn't afraid to speak the truth, even when it wasn't popular.
Right.
He's a business person just like I am. We're not politicians. We came in to fix problems and get things done. And that's what I've done since I've been in the Virginia Senate. I've been there. This will be my second term. And I'm an outspoken conservative. I'm not afraid to take on liberals. I'm not afraid to take on the press. Not afraid to speak truth to power. And, you know, I've gotten quite a bit of things done in the Senate. What I really want to talk about is how important it is to restore the Second Amendment. Of all the candidates running for governor in Virginia, I am the most pro-2A candidate, and I'll tell you why. I'm the only candidate running for governor right now that has a lifetime perfect score of 100% with VCDL every year since I've been elected, an A rating with the NRA, and I carry every day. I sleep with an AR-15 under my bed. So, you know, there's a reason that I was asked to speak at the annual VCDL 2A rally, you know, the last big one that we had over 80,000 people, and at the Richmond Capitol with over 80,000 people, and not one speck of trash was left behind. I'm not afraid to speak up for the Second Amendment. In fact, one of the Democratic legislators, Senator Dick Sassol, called me the Annie Oakley of the Senate, and I wear that with a badge of honor.
You know, and I was just recently talking again about the Second Amendment on my show, and because I'm of course a staunch Second Amendment person, I'm a constitutional guy. I believe the Constitution and anything outside the Constitution that violates it is not law, and I really shouldn't have to follow it. But of course, if I don't want to go to jail, I got to kind of try to stay in line, you know. There's so many laws on the books that it's impossible not to break the law, you know what I mean? And God forbid, being a conservative-minded person, if I get caught spitting on the sidewalk, it's going to be a 25-to-life sentence, you know, because it's during the COVID-19 crisis, and that's a health hazard to spit on the sidewalk. They'll lock me up.
Well, you know, the Virginia General Assembly just passed legislation that, you know, we're going to decriminalize, we're going to actually legalize marijuana, but at the second you release a balloon, you heard me right, you release a balloon intentionally, and you're going to get charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor. You can't make this up.
So like a little kid who's, you know, like 7-8 years old, really loved grandpa, and they want to do a little postcard on a balloon to grandpa, that's a crime, a misdemeanor.
It has to be intentionally, yes. And it's, I'm trying to remember the age. I think it's 16 and under, you're exempt. But it's ridiculous. The amount of overreach and government control of every aspect of our lives, that's what the Democrats have done. And it doesn't even make sense. You know, legislation that they put forward and passed, it shows sympathy for criminals and punishes law-abiding citizens on every level, Yeah. Look at the parole board releasing convicted murderers into our communities. Decriminalizing marijuana. You know what gets me is that we passed legislation to create the infrastructure to give low-interest loans to drug dealers in minority communities. A loan to sell drugs. Are you kidding me?
It's not surprising in this day and age what we see and hear these days. It's really shocking sometimes. And like you said earlier, they don't hide no more. They're right out in the open now. Just like, here we are in the new Green Deal. You know, now I don't want to like say that it was a good thing what happened in Texas, except for the deal with the windmills. It's really horrible what happened, but it showed straight up how bad wind turbine power is and renewable energy. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for renewable energy. Look, if we can do something that's going to make everything, you know, rainbows and unicorns for everybody, and it seems feasible, I'm all for it, right? But you can't just go, no gas and oil today. We'll figure out how to get around, you know, in the future. We don't need just get rid of gas and oil today, and we'll figure it out. No, you got to have the alternatives ready to go, ready to hit the streets. They slowly phased them in. Here's some a couple of extra cars. Here's a couple of solar panels. Here, you know, they just want to get rid of the gas and oil and figure something out, and we'll come up with something. We'll fire all those people, and they can get new union jobs in the green energy field, except we don't have those jobs yet. So you just got to struggle for the next 15 years till we come up with these big factories that are going to make these beautiful renewable energy sources so that these tens of thousands of union workers on these pipelines can get back to work and feed their families. You know, they want to send these guys from high-paying careers down to, like, you know, flipping burgers for $15 an hour, which is still $15 an hour to flip burgers, you know. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, listen, Mark, I so appreciate you allowing me to come on your show tonight, and people want to get in contact with me. Once again, chaseforva.com. We need you to sign up to be a delegate. You can go to my they haven't actually put out the call or put out the official forms yet to sign up, but we know the date is Saturday, May the 8th. We want everybody to sign up. You know, I advocated for a primary, so all you had to do is go to your local polling location, but that's not the option that the State Central Committee chose. So, you know, people who live in Virginia, you need to Google search your local county GOP group and get involved quickly and look for this call that's going to be issued so you know the date of when to sign up to be a delegate so you can actually vote and participate in this process to nominate our Republican nominees for governor.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to head on over to chaseforva.com. And help this lady out. Help her become the governor of Virginia. And then maybe in the future we can get Chase and Noam, say 2032 or something.
There you go.
The first all-female president, vice president ticket. I think it's a short step.
Well, you know, the moms are ticked off, Mark. They're tired of seeing the country destroyed. And, they've done ticked off the wrong moms, I'll tell you that much.
We need the moms. Folks, we had Allie from Moms for Freedom on last week. Great organization. Check them out on Facebook, Moms for Freedom. Doing great things, vetting candidates and doing all kinds of things. Amanda, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. When you win the governorship, maybe you can come on and we can congratulate you live. God bless you. Keep on fighting. It's refreshing to have a fighter. You know, to have Trump in heels going for such a vital office in the state of Virginia. God bless you. Keep up the good fight, and you rock. We love you.
God bless you, Mark, and thanks for having me on tonight. God bless you and your listeners.
Amen. Good night, my friend. Thanks again.
Good night.
There you have it, folks. If you live in Virginia, there's no reason why you should not be voting for Amanda Chase. Pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, pro-United States Constitution. Not afraid of the fake news media and not afraid to challenge crazy off their rock, a libtard, in the Senate of Virginia, doing a wonderfully magnificent thing for the state of Virginia. So, folks, check this out. I have someone there in the queue.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I'm hoping it's Greg, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if this is Greg. If not, you know, sometimes you get trolled, sometimes you don't. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Let's see what's up. Bing, bang, boom. Hey, is that you, Greg?
No. It's a caller from California.
California in the house.
Yeah.
Well, heck, we get calls from time to time. We like to have him come on the show. I don't know if you had a question for Amanda, but she's now off the line. But if you want to add something, now's your time.
Go for it. She was right on point with people getting involved. It's with their precinct. It's called Committeemen. And right now it's spreading like wildfire. If you look on the internet and you look up Committeemen, you see it trending as far as Committeemen join, be a part of it. And there's under different headings. Because it's important, because in the primary election is where it matters. And she's a wonderful, wonderful candidate. And I, you know, all I can do is to send her money. So I guess that will help her. Since I'm here in California, I really can't do much else, but I'm sure that will help her.
You can go over to Amanda 4VA. I put it on the live feed if you happen to find me on Facebook, but it's Chase4VA.com. www.chaseforva.com, and you can help her out there. I have a question for you out there in California.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us out here call it Commifornia, you know.
practically, yes.
You know, Governor Brown and the Pelosi family really have their claws dug into the California political system deeply, and they're really hurting the people of the state. And Gavin Newsom has recently been put under a recall petition.
That's right.
Got over 1.5 million signatures, and we're very thankful out here. I'm all the way down in the Sunshine State, and I was celebrating when I heard that they actually got the signature.
Yes, yes. We've been trying and trying. This was the third time, so the third time was a charm.
You know, and did they get enough signatures to actually make it official? Did they get 1.6 million just so that in case there's 100,000 votes that are no good?
Yes.
Has it been legitimized?
It was announced last night, as a matter of fact. So, yes.
Hallelujah.
Talk about celebrations, yes. So, and he can't run again. So, you know, he's out. He's out, he's out.
We got to get rid of this clown.
I would put a lamppost in his place if I could. if I had to.
What are the chances of getting a fiscal conservative governor in his place? Is there a chance, or has California become too liberalized in the big cities that you can't win?
Well, that's kind of a tough question, because we have a Cox, John Cox, who moved here from a pretty liberal area in Michigan, and he's a Republican, but he's a transplant. And then we have a few other Democrats that are going to put their name on the ticket. And I'm hoping, and I have no political power right now, but I have my committeeman meeting is next month. And so I can, you know, that's when I'll get involved with that, and start working towards Travis Allen. Travis Allen is a true grassroots constitutionalist. He was warning California when he ran for governor in 2016 about the Agenda 21 and how that was taking over. And he mentioned it in one of the debates. And that caught my attention immediately, as far as, holy crap, he's on it. This is the man that we need to elect. Unfortunately, the people that were working his campaign were working against him. And I can tell you that from firsthand experience, because I tried to get him on my radio show, on my broadcast, and they just kept dicking me around. And then they had a dinner for him, and then they canceled it. And I was like, what are you doing with this guy? He needs to get out there. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. But anyway, keep your ear out for Travis Allen. So hopefully I can move him forward and get people to recognize him again, because he's the one.
We know there's good people and fine patriots in every state across the Union and in California. One of my good friends, he's up in the Northern California area, Dean. He's a fine patriot. He's doing amazing things. I hear a telephone ringing again.
I do too.
Very strange. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now on the list of homegrown violent extremists. So maybe they're just listening in. I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
This is what they want to call it. But I'm a true believer of local elections are really so important. Like your county commissioners, your city councilmen, your school board members, they are so important to what's going on in your neighborhood. Why wouldn't you want to take care of what's in your neighborhood and branch out? You start in your county, you go to your state, and you go to your federal. Remember, the state controls the federal. So you want a state that's conservative-minded. Like, I live in the Sunshine State. Hallelujah. We got the greatest governor on the planet.
DeSantis, yes.
They're not allowed to prosecute you for little county mask mandates that if they do, they get in all kinds of trouble. You know, I got a guy coming on the show next week in the beginning of all of this. His name is Mike. In the beginning of all this COVID hoopla, he decided, I have a gym. It's a small business. And these people are working out really hard, and it's not safe for them to be huffing and puffing in these masks. So I'm going to let them take their masks off and do their exercise. He got arrested 3 times, and he has no more business in the state where they're not allowed to do this. So we're really hoping and trying, and we're going to help this guy out. He's coming on the show next Thursday at 8:30. He'll come on in the second half of the show. We believe it's important to stick up for these guys and help them in their fight.
And he needs to take it to court, so maybe you can help raise some money around that, too, to help with those court fees, because it's medically detrimental to a person's life if they're huffing and puffing, working out, wearing a mask. They're killing themselves. he's got a case. Well, luckily, our sheriffs stood up in each county and said they weren't going to be enforcing the governor's lockdown laws, so that was good. So we have a lot of Republicans that are here. A lot of them moved out, but we have a lot that are coming out, and they're still on the corners rallying each weekend, and we have our sheriffs behind us. So we're rolling forward, and it feels good.
Right. You know, us folks are the ones that, you know, support law enforcement and back law enforcement. And one of the things that irritated the heck out of me when I was watching some of these videos over the summer is that the ones that have the back of blue shirts are the ones that are getting harassed by the guys in blue for half the time while Antifa and Black Lives Matter are burning down cities and, like, getting away with it. It's crazy, you know?
Yep, they were getting bashed with hard water bottles that were iced over. I mean, that was just pathetic. That was so pathetic. So, anyway, thank you for taking my call. I don't want to take any more of your time, but I just wanted to mention that Committeeman project. Look it up. Be a part of it. Get active locally. It's so important. We can't just complain about what's going on in the schools. We need to take over what's going on in the schools.
Right. You know, my son got a government lesson recently, and I was so pleasantly surprised that they taught him the Constitution is the law of the land, and no laws supersede it, and it protects our right to free speech and the right to bear arms. They actually told my son, fourth grade, he has a right to bear arms. I was jumping up and down with happiness.
I bet you were. I'm excited hearing about it. You mentioned something earlier about the state's rights over federal rights, and a lot of people don't know that. And so they think federal. And it's like, no. The states came before the federal government. The states created the federal government.
We do constitutional education on this show. My friend's a constitutional attorney, and we may have a live in-studio episode with him. He's going to come visit us here in the Sunshine State. He's from up there in hell. I mean, in New York, and another liberal, you know, Florida right now is the beacon of freedom, and everybody seems to be coming to Florida, and it's kind of scary. Don't come New York out of Florida.
Yeah, fix your own state. I know we're planted here. We're hanging in there, and we're fighting for it, for our state. So anyway, thank you very much. God bless.
God bless. Thanks for the call. That was a great call. I was hoping you were going to stick around a little longer. That was a good call.
Thank you.
I love good callers. I like when folks call in and they're smart and educated. They know what's going on and they're paying attention. Sometimes you get a caller and they're not paying attention to nothing but CNN.
Oh no.
So
those are the words. We have to educate them.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Bye bye.
God bless. And stay on the line. I'll put you on hold. You can listen if you like. That's the best place to listen.
Oh, okay.
That was a great call, man. That was from California. You heard of Gavin Newsom. They announced last night, we're going to get rid of Gavin Newsom. We're going to get rid of Governor Brown and Nancy Pelosi family hold on that state. We got to help them, man. We got to get a. But we were going to have a lady come on tonight. Her name was Pam, Pam Settle, for Oldsmar City Council, seat one. And they're having a sign waving from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, tomorrow. Let's see where they're going to be. It's going to be at Famous Tate parking lot on Tampa Road on the 26th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you can make it out there, head on out there and join the fun. They're going to donate. They're going to have a Bloodmobile on site. You get a free shirt, $10 gift card, a wellness checkup, including a COVID-19 antibody test. If you want a blood pressure, temperature, iron count, pulse, cholesterol screening, pre-register at the oneblood.org/donate. So if you want to have some fun tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Famous Tate parking lot on Tampa Road in the Sunshine State of Florida, head on down there. Good stuff going on with them. She was going to come on the show. She was advised not to, so I wish to just go ahead and mention their fiesta that they're going to have tomorrow. Maybe we'll get her on after the event, if she gets elected, maybe we can get her to come on the show. That would be great. And we also were going to have Peggy Baker from Operation First Response, but they had a water main break. And so the place is in disarray, and they're working that out. So we postponed her date to a later date. As you know, the Patriot Nation radio show is kind of transitioning here, trying to get away from the constant political pull. But it's so hard to get away from it because it's there and it's pulling all the time, pulling. You know, it's going to get you. You can't get away from it. You know, I try so hard. I wanted, but we're going to be focusing a lot on veteran organizations such as Operation First Response, such as Project 65, such as K-9 Partners for Patriots, and, all kinds of veterans organizations and groups and things to help veterans. We want to do that. Like I said, I was telling our last caller there from California. What a great call. That was a great call. oh, my goodness. I lost my train of thought. talking about veteran organizations. We want to do that. We're doing constitutional education, and I'm going to be starting up a history segment. We're going to go and delve into history, delve into reasons like maybe why they wrote the Second Amendment in the first place, and the history of what led them to put that into the Bill of Rights. You know, why on earth did they put that in there? There must be a reason why they think that people should be armed at all times. I know why that is. People are like, well, what do you need AR-15s for? What do you need AK-47s and all these big fancy military style rifles? Well, look, and I hear, well, it was written when they had muskets. Right, they had muskets, and the government had muskets. They had cannons, the government had cannons. Now, we got AR-15s, they got 50 caliber machine guns mounted on tanks, they got, you know, missile launchers, and F-16s, and tanks, and flamethrowers, and automatic, semi-automatic, every kind of weapon under the sun. Guns that can shoot you from 1,000 yards away, and you won't even hear, you won't even know what hit you. So we are outgunned and outmanned, right? Well, we're not outmanned. We're outgunned from a tyrannical guy. If they really wanted to, they could just roll right over. And so the reason for the Second Amendment, Why did they write it? They wrote it to suppress a tyrannical government if the need arises. And so now if the government decides that they want to run roughshod over the people, we can at least fight back a little bit, you know? But the way things are going now, you're not going to be able to fight back, and that's what they want. And it's, they pick away little by little this little piece of freedom and that little piece of freedom and this little piece of that little piece. Pretty soon you got no freedom. And a flag like that behind me would be like hate speech. It's really crazy, insane where we're headed in this world, in this country. Our forefathers are rolling over. I guarantee it. Man, if they could just rise from the grave and leave. And the pastors. What happened to the pastors of the churches? Folks, if you don't know anything, research the black robe ministers of the revolution. These are the guys that stood on the soapboxes and said, this is what's happening, this is what's going on, this is what we need to do. The pastors played a pivotal role in the revolution and the creating of this country. Christianity was a huge, huge part of our great beginning. Slowly but surely, they're cutting that off. They're cutting the head of that snake right off, the snake of liberty and freedom. And they know once they get enough power, the boxcars are coming. Are you going to get in the boxcar and say, listen, I'm just going to take you to a COVID-safe place. Just hop right in this boxcar. Come on. No, folks, just hop in. There's nice showers there. And ovens, you won't believe the ovens. We can cook. We can bake. Oh, it'll be so much fun. Hop on. You know? Crying out loud. Where are we going with this? Governor DeSantis here in Florida told Joe Biden no. FEMA vaccination camps. Now here we're getting four of them. It's crazy. I will not be getting vaccinated. If it means I can't get on a plane and fly, so be it. I get in my car and I drive. I don't need to go across the pond. I don't need to go over there. I would love to. I'd love to visit family in Germany, over there in Deutschland. I like to say, hi, mom and dad. I mean, aunt on a hike and my cousins and everybody that are over there. We'd love to go over there and say hi to them. But if I have to get a vaccine to do it, sorry. Looks like I'm missing out. Not FDA approved. People are dying. People are dying. I think I posted some statistics today of how many have died already. They're dying from the COVID vaccine. I think it's near 1,000 people have died now from the COVID vaccine. I'm going to try to find. Did I put it in my story? Let me try to find it. The statistics. I think I posted them today, and I think it's very important to know the actual statistics of how many people have died. Yeah, I didn't post it here. Oh, bummer. I forget where I posted it somewhere, for crying out loud. It's very important stuff to know that people are dying from this vaccine, and they're not reporting it. Like 1,000 people died already. And over 100,000 people have died under Joe Biden's watch. How come nobody's screaming about that 100,000? Because obviously it's President Trump's fault, like the polar vortex that just screwed up Texas. That would be President Trump's fault. He must have did something to piss off Mother Nature. And so now he's going to be impeached a third time for inciting a polar vortex and sending it to Texas. You know? What is going on at this place? What is happening? I have no idea. I'm going to try to find this. I got to find these statistics. You won't believe these statistics of how many people have passed away from certain illnesses and sicknesses and diseases. Did I do a screenshot of it? Oh, crap. I thought I saved it. I don't have it, folks. And I'm so very sorry. This is a very important statistic that I bombed. Sorry. But yeah, somewhere like 1,000 people have died and, you know, 10,000 people have been injured, and, you know, so many thousands have been hospitalized. And they're not telling you about the adverse effects. They seem to be even covering up the adverse effects of the vaccine. because they want people to get it. They don't have any idea what the long-term effects of this vaccine are going to be. They have no idea what it's going to be like in 5 years to take this vaccine, because usually studies on vaccines like this are 5-year studies, so they can have thousands and thousands of participants and get thousands and thousands of results and make fact-based decisions on the safety of a vaccine. So right now, all these grandmas and grandpas are getting this shot, 65 and older, are getting this shot with no idea what's going to happen. Now here in Florida, saying, well, now we can lower it down. If people 50 and over can get it. Well, look, I'm 53. Guess what I'm not getting? I'm not getting that vaccine. Heck no, am I not getting that vaccine. And holy crow, look at that. I've run over. It's 9:06. We're having a good time. I'm enjoying this. I actually ran over on my own. It's been real. It's been fun. I'm sorry that Greg was unable to join us tonight. Greg's a great guest. He's been on in the past. I see someone there. It's press 1 with a 304 area code. Is that one of my team members there? You got to see what's happening. Phew, they've been really talking. You're there in the 304 area code. If that's one of my crew members, please send me a message. Let me know, or I'm going to pick up. I'm just going to pick it up.
I'm the pregnant women in Memphis, Craig Weiss. Where one? Yeah. I'd like to
hey, Mark.
Hello?
That's just me. Hey, buddy. It's just me and Melissa. I was able to log in and get. That's just us, man. We're all good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all good, MJ. Hey, prayers for your mom. I hope all works out.
Well, she's feeling a little bit better today, and thank you very much. I think in a couple more days, I think it'll be all right. But I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Hey,
I'm out of
no
here.
No problem. Thanks, guys, for helping me out here this evening. Again, I called into the studio host line and said, your phone plan does not cover this phone call. I'm like, what? I pay extra so that I can. I don't know what's going on. So that's where I'm at with that. So I might need a host every week. I have no idea. But enjoy your night off, James, and I'll talk to you soon, brother. All right, so you want to make sure that you check out Tuesdays and Thursdays, A Conservative Perspective with James Bostic, 7 p.m. Eastern, and of course, our good friend Gary Binford. He has his show Mondays, United Patriots Uprising. This guy's doing amazing, amazing radio. I am so proud to have James and Gary as part of the Patriot Nation Radio Network. There may be things coming up here in the near future. Please stay tuned. We're trying to expand the show and bring it to more ears across this great nation. And with that, folks, I'm way over. I ran over. I did book 2 hours, thanks to our good friend, James Bob, Conservative Perspective. Be sure to tune in next Thursday. Let me go check my calendar. Got to check my calendar. It's been busy. I've been getting a lot of people talking to me. And the calendar says, where's my calendar? Here's the calendar. The calendar says I got from Defend Florida, Caroline Wetherington, I think is her name. She's going to join us. And I have also Michael Carnevale, gym owner. He was arrested not once, but 3 times for having folks in the gym. Let's see, what am I doing here? That's March 4th. Yeah, and gym owner Mike Carnevale. That's next Thursday, 8 o'clock here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Caroline Wetherington, Defend Florida, and gym owner Mike Carnevale arrested 3 times. 3 times. Allowing people into his establishment without a mask. They shut him down. He's out of business. So you want to make sure you link in, tune in, rock and roll. I'm really late. I got to get off this call. I got to get off this show.
But right now I'm going to play my good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Head on over there, get yourself some gear. He's got some good gear over there, folks. He's got some good music over there, folks. And you want to definitely link up with him. I want to say Marshall. I see Marshall is in the live feed. I'm sorry. I got so much going on, and telephone calls for me are very hard. I don't really talk on the phone much because I'm very busy. It's easy for me to text, put my phone down. I can wait 10 minutes. I can text. Texting with me is always the best way to communicate, either through the messenger on Facebook or from the telephones, because I can, when I'm in a crowd or when I got people around and they don't really be talking on the phone, it's a lot easier that way. So, looks like he's calling me now. Live on the air, I can't come on, I can't pick up the phone live on the air. Can't talk, text me, I'm live. Live, folks, on the air. But I'm getting ready to roll out of here right now. I got to go take care of the wife and the kid and get ready for bed and get ready for work. And you know how it is. So tune in next Thursday, 8 o'clock. Next Thursday, 7 o'clock, of course, for James Bostic and A Conservative Perspective first. And then 8 p.m. with me, Caroline Wetherington, and Mike Carnival. We will be live right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. So at this point, I would like to ask everybody to please rise for the national anthem. And I will play it here for my good friend Dave Bray. Please rise and get ready. Like we do the national anthem here. Please rise to the flag and kneel for the cause of Patriot Nation Radio Show. This is Dave Bray, USA. Music on a mission. Sorry,
Tampa General is the only hospital named number one in Tampa Bay 5 years in a row and named one of America's best hospitals by U.S. News and World Report. Tampa General Hospital. Other hospitals practice medicine. We define it.
YouTube can own that song. Just go to DaveRayUSA.com. Music on a Mission. Story Television is out now. That song is right there. Go get it. Go listen to it. Have it. You need it in your record collection. Go to Spotify. Download it. You know, all the music sharing places. DaveRayUSA. Seek him out. Get his stuff. You will not be disappointed. Folks, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. Thanks again for my awesome team for bailing me out and getting the host line up and running so that this show makes it out onto the airwaves. Melissa, James, and Gary, and the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Loves you guys so much. Thank you so much. Without you, there is no show. Till we meet again next Thursday, 8 p.m. Good night. God bless you. God bless America.